SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Do you know someone who makes an extraordinary impact in the community? It could be a person from any background or field of endeavour. You can help celebrate their achievements by nominating them for an Order of Australia.
It was a big surprise to me. I received an email from the Order of Australia Medal Committee a week before their announcement.
Welcome to this episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail. Today, we explain why it's important to celebrate the outstanding achievements of ordinary members of our communities. And the more we identify and recognize extraordinary members within our communities, the more the Australian Honours List reflects the true diversity of Australia. The Order of Australia is part of our national honours system. It's the preeminent way to recognise and celebrate Australians who go above and beyond and who make a fantastic contribution to the community. Nominations for the award are considered by the Council for the Order of Australia, an independent body that makes recommendations to the Governor General. Rob Ayling is director at the Governor General's office. He says the Order of Australia is for all Australians, so the process really starts with a nomination from within the community.
Some recipients are very well known, but the vast majority are unsung heroes. The sort of people that we all know in the community who give tirelessly of themselves, work selflessly, and really make a difference. Some are volunteers. Some achieve things in the community sector, in industry, in sports, in the arts. There's really no limit to who can be recognised, but everyone that is recognised has one thing in common, and that's that somebody else has taken the time to nominate them for recognition.
When you nominate somebody for the award, the Council of the Order of Australia manages the process and determines who should be recognised and at what level. The Order of Australia has four levels: Companion of the Order, AC, Officer of the Order, AO, Member of the Order, AM, and Medal of the Order, OAM. The award most frequently received is an OAM. Somebody who has taken the time to put forward a nomination is Michael Smith.
The particular individual who I was part of nominating, to me, had just been doing an outstanding service to the community over a period of time, and I just felt that it was something that ought to be recognised. The sector that this person had been working in, and working in voluntarily, I should add, I had not seen recognised in previous awards.
Once a nomination is submitted, a researcher from the Governor General's office validates the information that has been provided. On the submission form, nominators list referees who can comment on the nominee and their service. Researchers then contact additional referees who add their insights. Mr. Ayling explains that it's a rigorous process that takes between 18 months and 2 years.
So the council really relies on having a very in-depth, thorough assessment of a nominee's service, what they've done, what that impact has been. And to get that picture, there is a comprehensive research process. Once a nomination proceeds to council, they consider it very carefully. They make recommendations to the Governor-General, who is ultimately the one who signs off on those recommendations, and then announcements are made twice a year in January and June. So what that means is the process does take some time.
A key part of the awards process is confidentiality. From beginning to end, every aspect of the process remains confidential, including the recipients themselves. Tim Thorpe received an OAM for his service to Community Radio.
Mr. Timothy Foster Thorpe, for service to the broadcast media, particularly to Community Radio.
Around about October, I got an email telling me that I was being considered for this particular award, and I was to either accept it or write a letter to not accept it. So I filled in the form, and I was sworn to secrecy. They said this is not to be spoken about to anybody. Then in December, I received another email saying my award had been approved by the Governor General and once again to treat the matter with strict confidentiality.
Hilkat Uzgun also received an OAM for her service to the Turkish community. Again, she was asked not to speak about her nomination.
Hilkat Uzgun, for service to the Turkish community of Victoria.
It was a big surprise to me. I received an email from the Order of Australia Medal Committee a week before their announcement, and they asked me to keep it a secret. I have worked on many different kind of confidential projects at my workplace, so it was easy for me to keep this secret as well.
When you nominate someone for the Order of Australia, you are also requested to keep the nomination secret from that person. This is to avoid raising their expectations because nominations are not always successful. Referees, too, must maintain confidentiality, Mr. Ayling explains.
In that independent research process, the Secretariat and the Council of the Order of Australia really rely on the candour and ability of referees to provide frank and honest feedback about the person that's been nominated. Confidentiality is taken very, very seriously, so that the person that is being nominated will never know what a referee has said about them. That confidentiality and that frank advice from referees is a critical part of the system.
With such a degree of secrecy surrounding the process, the recipient doesn't know that they were nominated until just prior to the announcement. Tim Thorpe was not only surprised by the nomination, but also by how positively his award has been regarded by his peers.
The common thing with anybody who gets these awards is they think, am I really worthy of this? But I think that's up to others to judge rather than me. And I appreciate the fact that they thought I was worthy of an award. But obviously, you're having an effect on certain people's lives, and that's nice to know. That's something that all of us need from time to time. We need that sort of affirmation. We need that encouragement. We need to know what we've been doing is okay. It's worthwhile.
Recipients receive a gold-coloured pin and a medal. They are also invited to a formal ceremony at the government house in their state capital, Mr. Ayling explains.
So those investiture ceremonies are just really beautiful, joyous occasions where the recipients, surrounded by their families and friends, but also other recipients, really get to bask in the admiration, recognition and thanks of their fellow Australians. They're just a beautiful moment in time where these people who are almost humble by default are celebrated, are held up as just the fantastic, wonderful servants of Australia that they are.
What then prompts a person to nominate someone they know? There is immense satisfaction in nominating individuals who make a difference and who aren't necessarily high flyers. Michael Smith says,
they're not the people that you're going to read about in the newspapers. They are everyday people. They are your neighbours. They are the people you work with. And what they do does make a difference, and it is recognised.
Receiving an Order of Australia can not only motivate people to contribute even further to their communities, it also prompts recipients to put forward other people who are worthy of a similar honour. Ms. Uzgun again.
I have nominated many people from the Turkish community and also from the other communities living in Australia for the different kind of awards. I have also provided references for the Order of Australia medal as well.
If you're interested in nominating someone, head to the Governor General's website, gg.gov.au, to view the guidelines. The nomination form doesn't have to be perfect, Mr. Ayling says. The office is happy to help you.
Don't let fear of the form or uncertainty prevent you from nominating somebody for recognition in the Order of Australia. We all want the Order of Australia to reflect the true diversity and strength of our country. And the only way for that to happen is for all of us, all Australians, to take an active part in it, to look around their community, identify people that they think are extraordinary and have a great impact, whatever their work is, whatever their background is, and consider nominating them for the Order of Australia.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Melissa Campagnoni, mixed, sound designed and hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Garmian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.